Would you all pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are our rock and our companion. Amen. The year is 587 BCE. The Babylonians have laid siege to Jerusalem for almost 2 years, ultimately leading to famine, disease, and despair. They razed the city and burned the temple to the ground. They killed a great number of people, men and women and children. They forced the migration of the rest of the leaders, and among the deported was the prophet Ezekiel. For the deported Judeans in Babylon, the present was nearly unlivable, and the future was irredeemably bleak, a black hole into which their people would slowly disappear. Everything that told them who they were had been taken from them. The great city of Jerusalem, the temple, the Davidic monarchy, it was all gone. Ezekiel writes in exile from Babylon. He writes in the immediate aftermath of Babylon's utter destruction and desecration of Jerusalem. It is into that reality that Ezekiel is called to prophesy, to help people hold on to the last tattered scraps of hope, to help them patch together their faith in the aftermath. The first half of the book of Ezekiel is full of horrific imagery. Death and war permeate. It is the stuff of nightmares. The valley of dry bones is no metaphor. It would have immediately called to mind battlefields they had seen with their own eyes, graves full of the dead whom they knew as family and friends. In the scripture, the Spirit of God leads Ezekiel to a valley filled with dry bones and asks, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And the prophet surveys the valley full of dried, brittle bones and responds, exasperated, "Oh, Lord God, you know. Mortal, can these dry bones live?" The Hebrew word for bones is etsem. It does mean bone, like the stuff of skeletons, but it also means the very essence of a person or a community. Ezekiel found himself surrounded by dry and brittle bones, a community whose very essence has been wounded, shredded by violence and war and famine and exile. And God asks, "Can these dry bones live?" And Ezekiel cannot answer the question. He does not respond with confidence or a spiritual trope of knowing that God can do all things. He just looks out at that valley and says, I imagine with a certain sense of resignation, "Oh God, you know." Then God tells Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones, to speak to them of God breathing fresh breath into them, muscle to tendon to bone, restitching them together. Say to the bones, "You shall live." God is asking Ezekiel to do something beyond the realm of what Ezekiel thinks is possible, far beyond the realm of what he thinks is practical. But this is not a story of human logic or human effort. This is the story of the breath of God, drawing life out of a valley of death. Ezekiel will do the speaking, yes, but it is clear it is the Spirit who will do the resurrecting. Because when the Spirit of God moves, life becomes possible where it was not possible before. As it did when she hovered over the waters at the beginning of time, so it is over this valley of dry bones. The spirit is not bound by human logic or natural law. She blows when and where she will. She is unconstrained, unbothered by human will. We do not have the power to drive her out, though throughout history, again and again, we try to cast each other out with our projects of nation building and border keeping. It is the spirit that breathes life into death, that same spirit that is both within us and beyond us at the same time. Speak to the bones, the voice of God asks of us. It does not matter that we may not have hope ourselves. It does not matter that we can't do it ourselves, for the spirit intervenes where humankind has failed. That spirit doing the work does not abdicate us of our responsibility to do justice and to seek peace, but it empowers us to do so boldly, knowing that we don't go alone. We go with the spirit who breathes life into death. And are we not now living among death? It is not hard for me to picture a great valley full of dry bones, mass graves in Gaza just outside of hospitals, children starving while aid routes are blockaded and aid trucks are raided, people digging through rubble only to find their loved ones dead, or maybe worse, to not find them at all. We are living in a time of dry bones. And we don't need to have all the solutions. We don't need to know that it will be okay. Ezekiel didn't. He couldn't even answer God when God asked him, "Mortal, can these bones live?" It is the Spirit of God who weaves sinew back onto the bones, who breathes life where death once reigned. And we are invited to partner with God to do something unfathomably holy, to prophesy of the promise of life to those strewn about the valley, to look out on a valley of dry bones and to not deny the horror that is before our eyes. And then to speak that death will not have the last word, that violence must end, that we cannot war our way into peace, let alone any sort of lasting peace for which justice is the only foundation. The Spirit of God can hold a vision for healing, for peace, even when we cannot. Ezekiel 37 is a ridiculous hope. And it is a hope that is quite literally incarnated. It causes dry bones to dance back into life. It's a hope as ridiculous and incarnational as the gospel itself. It's that same hope that was present when Jesus himself rose from the dead. The Spirit of God who breathed life into a valley of dry bones is the same Spirit who blew like a wild wind at Pentecost when the Spirit of God came down and made a home in us. It was on Pentecost that God said, "This is it. This is my plan for the healing of the world. I will take a little bit of myself, my life, my power, my love, and I will pour it out on each one of these people, and I will send them out to share it. And I will call them again and again and again to say to the bones, God has not left you. God's spirit is within you, and it cannot be taken from you no matter what calamity befalls you. God's spirit is within you, and you shall live. God is with you, peacemakers ready to give up. God is with you, medical workers trapped in a war zone. God is with you, injured child without parents. God is with you, people of all faiths pushing for a just peace. God is with you, hostage barely holding on to hope. God is with you, aid volunteers risking your lives for strangers. God is with you. And so say to the bones, though we cannot see it, hope does live. Say to the bones, though the powers of violence seem to reign, peace will make its way. Say to the bones, the Spirit of God is at your very essence. It cannot be cast out by any human power, no matter how violent. Say to the bones, God is breathing new life into you, even in the valley of the shadow of death. God asks, mortal, can these bones live? Oh God, you know. You know. Amen. Amen.